views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Okay, that was a hello from my co-host, Demi. And sorry about that sudden burst, but she has spoke up and heard somebody outside. So that is Emmy. If anybody has not ever met her, she is a very talkative Akita that weighs about 100 pounds. I would like to welcome everyone to the show. Today, we are going to be focusing on the angel messages for the upcoming month of February. And there was a focus. There was a focus and a of an area of life that they were really honing in on. And it was emotional balance, emotional energy, and decluttering the emotions. And I went, wow, right in February in the month of the heart. So I went, wow, okay. So quite a bit came in, and I have a lot that I want to go over. I also have email questions that came in, and you can always send those to me prior to a show. Most of the people that are doing that are on the newsletter, the subscribed newsletter that I have for the website. It's a once a week newsletter that I send out with all the upcoming shows or workshops, things that I have going on. And that information is in that. If you want to sign up for that, please feel free to go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and you can be right on the newsletter with everybody else. Well, what happens a lot when I'm working on that newsletter is, and I don't try to make this happen every week. I don't sit there and try to write this big, long message. I let them flow if they're going to flow. And some weeks there's a small, short message, and some weeks, boy, does it start flowing in. Well, it started flowing in yesterday, and it was about the show today. So here we have the month of February. We have emotions. We have things that are coming up for 2016 that are going to take us deeper. And it can feel a little uncomfortable, because if you're one to avoid your emotions or try to stay disconnected, so to speak, you're like, whoa, I don't know if I want to go there. Yeah, you're going to feel it. Yes, you're going to feel it. But I want to say right out of the gate here, emotions are energy. They are a form of energy that we feel and experience life through. And some are not so fun and some are great, but they are energy. And avoiding them, that can actually cause more problems, really. So we don't want to avoid our emotions. We want to acknowledge them. And even the ones that hurt, we want to acknowledge them, because then we can understand a depth to our lives and we can move forward, because then we let them pass through. They pass through like it feels like a storm sometimes when it's very upsetting emotions. You know how that can feel. And then once it's passed through, it's passed through. Well, all emotions move like that because it's energy. And we want to work on healing those emotions, balancing those emotions. We acknowledge them all, and then we work to balance them for our health, because if we pent them up and we don't acknowledge them and we let them just fester inside, with the stress and the fears, now we're going to make our bodies sick. And I know you don't want that. So we have quite a bit, and you are free to call in. We are doing the angel messages today about this topic. So this is all about what's coming up for everyone in February. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I've said that for how many years now, and all of a sudden I went blank. So, you know, one of the things, and when we come back from break, we'll start taking calls. One of the things that really stuck out about this emotional balancing was Michael came in and assisted and is assisting Archangel Haniel. Archangel Michael comes in kind of like the knight shining armor, because Haniel is about the moon energy and our emotions. We just had a full moon in Leo, right? And I found that very interesting, because Leo is all about, you know, see me, kind of the front and center on the stage. You know, I'm in the spotlight, hear me roar kind of thing. Leo is interesting because it comes in with this energy that's emotions. And so Michael comes in to support. Okay, we're going to have some emotions. We're going to be feeling them. And I don't want to say you're not going to feel them. Don't be afraid of them. They're emotions. They're energy. Michael says, look, I can come in and help you with this. We can declutter this. We can get organized with this. And he's very good with that. He's wonderful to bring in that safety net to make you feel like, all right, you can do this. And I'm going to stand right here beside you. And we're going to walk through this. And we're not going to avoid it. We're not going to hide. We're going to deal with this. Then we're going to declutter this. And we're going to clean up our emotional house. That's a big one for February. We want to do that, because if we have a big disorganized confusion there, we're confusing the universe on what we want to attract into our lives. This affects relationships with in romance, business, friends, and especially the relationship you have with yourself. And we're going to talk about all of those things today. Now, Jophiel also came in for February. And I love this, because it was like, well, how can we get through all this? Are we going to make it? Jophiel says, absolutely. And here's how. Let me help you with the positive attitude. Let me help you with that when you don't feel like you have an ounce of it left. So these angels were very active with me. Very, very strong coming through about this particular topic today. So I know this is important to get out there. I know that some of you are going through some extremely tough things, things that are very painful. You don't know how to make a decision, things like that. They want to help you, and you can get through this. It will probably, if this is something that's lingered for you, it will probably take changing it up. I mean, if you're trying to approach this the same way you always have, you're going to get the same result. So this would mean stepping out of that comfort zone for you, probably. So another big thing was, it was about, how are you feeling these days about things? Do you find that you're feeling different? Do you find that you are, that it's just not the same? You are feeling that you're pulling away, or something's pulling away from you, you know, and whether it's yourself, emotions, you just don't feel the same about certain things. Pay attention to that. Another interesting one that was coming in, and I want to really talk about that one, about how you're changing and you're feeling, and how we can solve some of these situations we're looking for a resolution to. If things are going missing, like, wait, and then they reappear. Have you ever had that happen? Oh my gosh, I've had that happen a lot. And I asked, okay, what's going on? Am I just getting scatterbrained or what? I mean, they're back in the exact same spot, you know? They just disappear and then they're back. Or maybe they're just gone and that's it. And like, where in the world did they go? Well, I do want to explain that we are moving in and out of different dimensions with that frequency. We have third, fourth, and fifth kind of running together here. And I asked, and I thought, that's making so much sense. We can be in a third dimension and respond to a situation and deal with our emotions, or we can be in a fourth or a fifth, and you're going to have a very different perspective, whichever one you're in. So we want to talk about that a little bit today, because that's very empowering. That's very powerful. So a lot going on today in the show. This is Angel Messages for the upcoming month of February. We're balancing the emotional energy. Feel free to call in if you have a question or would like a small angel mini read. We want to keep those to one question because we have a few that we want to get to today at 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, our topic today is the angel messages for the upcoming month of February. And it's all about the emotional balancing of the energy of emotions. I mean, whoa, got a lot going on. Those energies, those emotions, those relationships, they feel like they're in flux. They're just, what's going on? So we have callers on the line. I will be taking calls today, 1-800-930-2819. I also have some email questions that came in last night for this show. People are sending them in email. If you live in a different part of the world and or you can't catch the live show, you can always listen to the archive podcast later. I will answer them on the show. Okay, let's bring on the first caller, Brian.
All righty, it's Dee from Florida. Welcome. Hello?
Maybe go to the second one.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, hi, is this Dee?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Welcome to the show. What is your question that you have?
I have a question relating to my work. I just need to get some insight on because I'm getting some mixed signals from my boss. I just want to understand what's going on there. If the angels have any messages for me regarding that.
Okay, mixed signals. Ugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that's just so unsettling, isn't it? You just don't know what to think.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where you are. Okay. I just want to make sure I was tuning into your emotion because this is key. This is key. And we can also shift the tide of this a little bit. Now, before I brought you on the air while we were in break, I always ask before I even hear the question. So I was asking for you, and the first thing that popped up from the angels was, it's going to take some patience. I know you don't really want to hear that. And it said, if you've been asking for help, and I feel that you have been asking mm-hmm. for help from heaven or the angels. Mm-hmm. And they said they need a little time to work some things out and sort some things out. And so this is you're in a bit of a wait period. That doesn't sound okay. like fun, I know, but it's sometimes necessary so things can be aligned in the best way. They also said that be careful that you don't overthink the worst case scenario and keep focused on that because that manifests that more. So when you are getting mixed signals from your boss, you're like, okay, that one didn't feel so good. Whatever and sometimes it'll feel like you're forcing it or you're having a hard time getting there, but it's the best way, honestly. I've had to do this before. And when I first tried to do it, I was like, how is this going to work? But it did. So I take the mm-hmm. worst case scenario and then I turn it into a positive no matter what. And help those emotions manifest the outcome in a more positive way. You see what I'm saying? You have a lot more power in this than you probably realize. But we've got to mm-hmm. get the positives more of the attention, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just said, hang in there. It's happening. You know, something's going to move, but not quite yet. And it didn't feel like it was going to be very long. It feels like within a month to 6 weeks, you should have much more clarity on this.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope that helps. I know when they give me that answer, I'm like, no, can we have more? And they're thinking, we've got things in the work, but they really want you to be a proactive participant in focusing on what is positive. And if there's all that focus on something that's scaring you or kind of getting a concern, turn it into something. Just, you know, it's like turn it. It's like, okay, I know that I don't like that one, but we're going to make it this. You know, just take charge with it. And that's what those angels are wanting to do this month in particular with that. And I think that you're going to find that it's going to have an outcome that you didn't realize would be good in whatever ended up happening.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a beautiful and blessed day.
Thank you.
All right. Let's bring on the second caller, Brian.
All righty. Shall do that right away. It's Debbie from Georgia. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Debbie.
Yes.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What is your question?
Well, this is a kind of heavy question. I'm going to ask, are my instincts about the relationship between Frank, who is my husband, and Haley correct, or am I totally off base that has caused him to go into a midlife crisis that's going to end our marriage so that I can move on?
Whoa, that is a big one. Okay, so now let me make sure I understand. You want to know if your instincts are on track.
Right.
Is that's what you're asking. Okay. And no, I like how you're putting that, just because we want to keep some privacy here for everybody involved. So let's see. Michael's coming in and he's standing with a very, very serious look on his face, but he's not doing it in a negative way. The first thing he's saying to me is the situation looks very difficult right now, very, very disturbing, but it's going to improve. He is saying flat out, this situation is going to improve. Now that, to me, I don't know the details. We don't all need to know that. But for your validating purposes, it was a positive answer to me. You know, this is going to take both parties working. And some people have to go and sort it out in very weird ways. Midlife crisis can sometimes not be, it's something to do with the soul and the journey of that individual. And one of the biggest recommendations I'm getting from Michael for that is to make sure you're not attached to his, whatever he's doing, whatever he's got going on, because it's his own little thing that's happening right now. So we have our own journeys, right? And you have a big one here on the line, and you're trying to make sure that you can make a decision for the future. I think that there is a very positive hope here that I'm feeling coming from Michael. He was saying it very seriously. He just walked in. He shows me all kinds of expressions. And when he walked in, seriously, I didn't know what he was going to say. And then he just looked at me and he said, this will improve, just like that. He said, this will prove, it will improve. It will take some time. It doesn't look like that right now because it's sorting itself out. So please, Debbie, please, for you, make sure that you're looking for a positive outcome and be clear about what you want, whether you want it to end or not, the marriage. So you're looking for what you really want. Focus there, regardless of what he ends up doing. So does that make sense to you? Because that was the answer I got.
I'm kind of wanting some validation or something, because the way that I'm thinking is in a bad way about the situation, that there's infidelity, and if that's the case of my 32-year marriage, then I want out.
Right. Well, that was what I got, though. The situation will improve. So he did not go into pointing a finger at, yes, this or that. It doesn't look so good right now. That is possible that validates you. I can't really give you any more than what they gave me. I wish that I could give you more, but he's saying the situation will improve. When you, and I understand why you're looking for that. I can see that. But what have you done proactively to find out? Is there something that you've done? Have you taken any action to find out? Because that was the next thing he said to me. He's like, well, take action to find out. Wow.
I have a lot of circumstantial stuff that kind of adds up, that paints a very bad picture.
Mm-hmm.
However, I really don't want to think that way, but the picture is being painted that way. But
okay.
It may be that I'm being suspicious and not giving the situation a very clear look. It just does not look good.
Right.
And
here's the thing with that. This is a month of the relationships being in flux. Is it possible that there is a going separate ways thing, and that is not always a negative? It feels like it in the moment when we're like, what's going on? But you're looking for, where do you stand in this? I mean, how, because we can, no matter what's happened, whether it's happened or not happened, we have to make a choice on whether we want to stay in that or not, obviously. And if you've been happy in this marriage, have you been happy?
I think I'm tired of the chaos and I want to move on. He's done and said too many things in the last 3 months. And taking my social security check. And it's just like, I don't think I want to be a part of this anymore. God has better plans.
That's exactly the answer. See, now that's where you want to go. You want to go in inward with who you are and what you want, regardless of whether he's been perfectly a saint or slipped off and went and did whatever. Where do you want to be? Because that is the answer of how this can be better and improve. So if even if you find out, no, nothing happened, and you still are feeling the chaos or you're just ready to go, that's your answer right there. So you just, you're looking for that clarity right there. I have to go to break. But remember, he said the situation will improve, but he said take it, you know, he came in serious. The situation will improve when you're clear about whether you want to stay or go, regardless of what he's done. So there is a separation of that. And that was the answer he gave me. And I really have to go to break. But I wish I could give you more, but I can only give you what they give me. And to be honest with you, that looks like it has a lot of variables waiting for you to make a choice on where you really want to be. But thank you so much for calling in, Debbie.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Wow, those are tough ones, tough ones. I know they're tough. Please know, angels are not going to tell you what to do, but they are going to guide you. They're going to guide you so you can find the solution, because we're happy when we allow our choices from our true self to come through. And that's what they want to do. They don't want to tell you what to do. They want to help you find what's truly right for you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are taking a short break. When we get back, we will power on with angel messages for February 2016. We'll be right back.
You know I was broke down. I hit the ground. I was crying now, I couldn't make no sound. No one hears the silent tears collecting. You know I had lost hope, I was all alone. Never been so low till you came along. Teacher, I feel the dots connecting. Beat down on me, beat down like a waterfall, 'cause I can take on so much more.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Today we're talking about emotional balancing. That energy is very powerful. We feel it in everything we experience in life. And boy, is it revving up. It's fluctuating and February does not have to be a negative month, but it can be a bit emotional if you are going through something big, like the callers that were calling in. And I want to elaborate a little bit on the last caller, Debbie. That is a question that I receive a lot about relationships because, you know, you feel that something is drifting apart. You know you feel it. It's tough. It's very tough. But at the same time, when you look at this from a spiritual point of view, a soul growth point of view, there are times when not everybody in our life is there to stay through the whole thing. When you start to feel this, where you feel like you want something different, or you feel like you're pulling away or they're pulling away, sometimes the soul needs to go in a different direction. Now, I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit because as Debbie was talking, she started to share how she really is feeling about this. Like, she didn't really know if she wants to stay in this. You want to listen to that kind of thing. That is your emotions. That is telling you from the higher self, you inside. That's where your truth is. When I'm helping you with a read from the angels, it's to kind of guide you there. But like I said, I'm very much about people empowered and knowing that they can trust what they're picking up. That's important to me. Not just here, this is what happens. I want you to trust what you have within you because you have it. Now, I also want to address, I mean, right before I took callers, I was talking about the dimensions, the third, fourth, fifth dimension. This is a frequency. This is human consciousness, our self-awareness, the awakening, the whole shift and flux of everything that's going on in our world today. We are changing as a humanity group. I mean, it is just changing. With that change, and there's all these people that are resonating now at different frequencies. And when I say frequency, more positive frequencies are higher, okay? Lower frequencies, negative, energy is lower. So as we are all evolving in our consciousness going forward and higher, we're going up. We've been in a third dimension for a long time. There's people that are still in the third and they're going to choose to stay in the third. There's people in fourth. We're moving to fifth. I find myself bouncing around through all three quite a bit. And it's interesting because you'll know you are doing that and you are on a soul ascension. You're moving up and you are awakening and growing on a soul level when you find that one day, you know, like, for example, your keys are there. The next day, they're not. And I'm not talking about just losing them logically. I'm talking about, you know, they were sitting right in the middle of a table. And then they disappear into thin air. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but it happens. And I know the people that are experiencing that know what I'm talking about. You come out, you come back the next day, and they're sitting right in the middle of the table. And you've been looking all over for them. I mean, yeah, things like that can happen. If you were in a third dimension when you put them down and then you went to another dimension for a little bit in a higher frequency, you may not see the same things. It was making so much sense because I was in a deep connection yesterday with spirit. And I said, what is going on with that? What am I feeling all these different approaches for? So when you have something tough going on in your life, if you were to take a moment, go to the self. It's take it away from whoever it's about. It's not about somebody else. It's never about somebody else, believe it or not. I know. But they're doing this and they're doing that. It's never about somebody else. It's always going to be about where you are within yourself. That is the secret here to how you move through positively in a lot of crazy situations, good and not so good. Now, if you were to take a moment, and you go inward and you work to raise your frequency. You might be in a very negative one. You might be in a place where you're just so upset you can't go there. Take 5 minutes and do that half step, even if you have to just feel like you're saying it and you don't feel it. That's okay. You got to start somewhere. If you're angry, say, I'm angry. I'm angry. Okay. That's your claim in it. That's your affirmation. Then move to the next step. Say, well, I'm frustrated. And then you keep going up a little bit more till you bring it up to a positive vibe. And, okay, frustrated. Okay, annoyed. You know, you just keep going up until you get to a, all right, I feel calmer about it. I think I can settle with this. I'm not happy about it. You know, there you are kind of in that neutral middle zone, and then start moving yourself up forward. You may have to think about something else completely, not the situation that's upset you. Think about something else completely. Take it off that, because we got to get the focus off the negative. You want to get the focus on the positive. Now, all the people that are so happy and all the spiritual people, yes, they're positive and they have negative feelings too. I don't want you to think that it's like, oh, you just live with your head in the clouds. That's not what I'm saying. I'm showing you a way to help lift yourself up and out. If you shift your frequency, you're shifting frequencies when you do that. And because they're so diverse right now, you can shift from a third dimension solution, which may not be so great. That's probably what you've been doing repeatedly, and it's not working anymore. Shift yourself up to a higher one. And the way you do that is to shift your emotional mood. It lifts you. Happiness is one of the higher frequencies. So whatever it takes, taking your mind off whatever to get as high as you can. And don't think it's going to be perfect the first time you try it. But honestly, if you keep working at that every time, address that you're angry, acknowledge it, and then choose to move up the ladder to another one. Abraham Hicks teaches this. It's wonderful. And it really does. It really does work. It really does help. You don't want to try to go from the bottom one all the way to the top one in one step. That's too much of a jump. Take it one step at a time if you need to, because depending on what you're going through, and if you've never tried this before, it seems like a lot. You know, it seems like that's a lot to ask of me. I'm pretty upset about this kind of thing. You don't want to deny that you're upset, but we do want it to pass through. Those can be that stormy emotional situation I was talking about. The angels for the month of February are really addressing this. They said it's going to be in flux. Yes, you get yourself up to a higher frequency. Now you can look at things from a higher dimension perspective and look for a solution that might be a much more positive outcome for you. And it could include that you need to walk away from this relationship. It could include you need to stay and forgive, you see, but you are the one that needs to go to that place to see what's going to be right for you. And when you move into a frequency like that, you're going to know where you really want to be. You'll see it clearer. The higher you are, the more clear you can see, there's the answer I'm looking for. That's exactly what I want to do. Now, how do you know what frequency you're in? What are you focusing on the most? The positive, the painful emotions, or the joyful ones, the happier ones? What do you just seem preoccupied with? That's going to tell you what dimension you're working from. The third dimension is the way this world has been for a long time, and that is just not working anymore. I highly recommend working to move into fourth and fifth. And the way to do that is to work with your emotions. It's learning how to let them pass through because they're energy. If you open up a window and you let smoke right out of your house from the kitchen, it's passing through. Think of it that way. Taking an inward journey into your self-care. This is a self-love answer for a lot of the things that people are asking about. Some of the things that are coming up from people are, you know, it is about relationships. They want out. I'm getting a lot of that as a question. They want out of a relationship, but they don't want to hurt the other person. Yeah. That actually came in as a question from an email, and I don't know if I have time to address it. I may have to move into the next segment for that, but I do want to address that because I'm getting that question from a lot of people. A lot of the private sessions that I do for people, it's a lot about things like that, relationships. Like, I know I want out. I just feel so trapped. I don't know what to do. If you know you want out, then you're looking for the mindset, the emotion, the frequency that you don't have the fear in. Because you sound like, to me, that sounds like you're afraid. You're trapped because you're afraid to do anything. if you're very preoccupied about hurting somebody else, you're looking for, are you really hurting them if you're staying in something that your heart's not in? Are you actually helping anybody here? Because it's not sometimes, you know, a relationship has two journeys going on that decide to share that journey. And if you are holding on to a relationship that you should let go of, you're holding up the other person too. Let's take it out of a self thought here. And about what about the other person? I've seen this so many times where couples have tried to stay together. They like, no, it's just, we have to. And nobody's happy until they finally find a way to move on and let each other go. And then both parties are doing so well. I mean, everybody wins in that, if that's the case. But your soul will start to tug and pull you magnetically if it's time for it to change. We are going through quite a bit of flux with that in all areas of life. It might be the job. It might be a location. We've been going through that for a few years. The energies are helping us relocate, realign with other like-minded people. If you were the one in a relationship that was working on a spiritual path, the other person was happy where they were, they just want to stay the way they are, that's their choice. That's not a right or wrong. That's what they want to do. But you are in this place where I have to grow. I have to go in a different place. You're going to find that that relationship won't match up so much. You know, it's not going to work like that. So with that said, I'm going to take the break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. This is a deep topic. I'm going to be taking some time to make some workshops of smaller groups so we can really dig into this better than we can on a radio show. But it's an important topic. And please, if you're not on my newsletter, go in there and get on that so you'll know when those come up, because I'm working on those right now to get those out sooner than later. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to wrap this show up. This is a deep topic that definitely needs to have more time applied to it. So I'm definitely working on some workshops that will help. They'll be live where we can Q&A this thing and pound this thing out, because I can see that I'm getting way too many questions about that same topic. People trying to move into a different location, different direction with their life. Now, the one email question I had that I did start before the break, you know, this is about trying to move out of a relationship. This is from Erica. Moving out of a love relationship that she knows doesn't benefit her, but doesn't want to hurt the other. And she goes on to say that, you know, she is married physically, but not emotionally. And she's guilt-ridden. I mean, she feels bad. She doesn't want to hurt. That right there is what I want to point out for you, Erica. Hurting and feeling guilty because you feel like you're hurting. Because this, sometimes we want out of a relationship that's, there's nothing wrong with it. They're not doing anything wrong. It's just not where you're supposed to be on a soul level. We have to go inward. We have to do the self work. There's no other way around that. We have to work on releasing and forgiving the self, releasing the guilt. Because if you try to do something like that in a guilt state of mind, it's just going to pull more painful stuff in after the relationship has severed. So the big thing that I'm getting from Michael is Michael saying, lean on me, call on me. We have got to remove the guilt. We've got to do some self-love work. Right now, I see that being the biggest thing is we have to love who we are so you can see a clear choice in a healthy way, a healthy perspective, because that's a very self-punishing viewpoint. And now, you know, we set ourselves up that we deserve to be manipulated and we don't even realize we're doing that, things like that. So please know the guilt is the energy that's holding this thing up for you and causing a lot of this. It's a very low frequency negative energy. It's a self-hate, really. So we don't want to do that. We want to work on the self-love. So whatever you can do, whoever can help you, we can't do that and it be about somebody else. That has to be you working on that. You know, there's support, there's counselors, there's all kinds of people out there that can help you with that. But it won't be about what the relationship is or the other one you want to go to, or if there's more than one, whatever you have going on there. It won't be about who's in your life, because you'll still be that way when there's nobody there. So that's the key to know how to do exactly what you're asking about. How to let go of what needs to be moving on is to work on that self-love and releasing that guilt. There's a lot of forgiveness of the self here. That's going to be how you're going to find a way to do that. That's the biggest thing Michael's giving me for that question. If you want to know when I have these workshops up. These are not going to be real high pricey ones, okay? They're going to be looking to put several together that would be out there live, maybe an hour, you know, maybe once a week, something like that. I'm working on those right now. But we're going to be working on these emotions and these kind of topics, these kinds of energies, because there's a lot of this going on right now. If you want to know when they're available, they're hopefully going to be available in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking to try to get one up in the first, second week of February. Please go over, sign up for the newsletter at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And we will put that out and you'll know exactly when it's time to register for that. I want to say thank you for all the people that called in, sent their questions in. This was a big topic. There's no way I did not realize how much we need to do this topic. So we're going to be spending some more time on it, definitely, because now is when it's happening. This is the month of emotions, and this is what we need to do. We need to find our way through this. We need to do it in a positive way, and we need to find new solutions for problems that we feel trapped in. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that this helps you. We will be here next week for the Jen Royster Show. I hope you'll join us then. Thanks so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.